With me today is Martin Payton from the Castlemaine State Festival, and we are going to talk about the coming big thing that's happening in Castlemaine this March. Good day, Martin.
Hello, Meridale.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Great to be here.
It's been a busy 2 years coming up to 2017.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has been, and it's a great moment to finally be able to present the festival to our wonderful followers and supporters of the festival today.
And Castlemaine has been known for many great things about the arts and artists, where a lot of artists migrate to. And this festival is one of the things that a lot of people look forward to, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, there's an enormously large and active arts community that's here, and it is something that forms part of the big history of this town as a gold mining town. I mean, people came from all over the world during the late 19th century, around sort of the 1850s and so on. And there's just something about that history that I think that has continued to make it a very adventurous and an interesting place to come and live. And a lot of artists have gravitated to this place, and it's also very exciting to bring artists from around the world to be part of this festival.
And this festival, this coming 2017, is special because you're focusing on the Southeast Asian region.
Yes, we are, but particularly the Philippines is our major culture of focus, and we're bringing, I think, must be around about 15 artists from the Philippines to the festival. So yes, it's very exciting for us. For the last 10 years, we've been creating a sort of particular focus on one country. In 2015, our last festival was on Cuba, and so we brought artists. It was the first time they were leaving their own country to come to Australia, and it was an amazing experience both for them and for audiences here. And we're really excited about this feature on the Philippines.
What sparked your interest?
Well, it was about a year and a half ago, and I was at an exhibition opening at La Trobe University's Visual Arts Centre, and they have had a relationship, La Trobe University, and particularly Dr. Trevor Hogan with the Philippine Australia Study Centre. Have been working with the Philippines, and I was overhearing a conversation about that relationship, and it sparked some interest, and I realised I actually knew very little about the Philippines, and it was a country I knew that had an extraordinary history that was so close to Australia, and I had a sense that there was a large population of Filipino Australians. The kind of diaspora was really very significant, but outside some of its kind of political history and past, I felt there was very little I knew, and I thought it could make a really fantastic focus for our next festival, and started to learn more about it, and then I was invited to go to the Philippines in January of 2016, and that's when all wonderful ideas and opportunities opened up and sparked the way in which we sort of brought a new focus to the festival, and decided on the selection of artists to be key to our next festival.
Because as you mentioned, nearby Bendigo has been home to Filipino visiting artists here in Melbourne, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Through the Ateneo de Manila, University and the Ateneo Art Museum, I think there's been a particularly strong relationship there. And so when I was over in Manila, that's where I met with the gallery director there, and we started to explore the idea of creating opportunities for artists within a festival context to bring to a very large and diverse audience that we get to our festivals the chance to experience Filipino art and Filipino artists, but also to make work that would otherwise not be able to be made outside the more sort of conventional gallery context, I guess.
And one of the exciting features of the coming festival is the Walk This Way. You're bringing it to Castlemaine.
Yes, I'm really thrilled about this. I went and saw Carlos Cedrin's piece at Intramuros, the Walk This Way walking tour. And it occurred to me when I was part of that tour that, in fact, it was more of an extraordinary kind of performance art piece that was in a way disguised for a broader kind of tourist audience, as a historical kind of narrative of the Philippines. But I found Carlos Cedrón to be quite a fascinating artist, and started to have a conversation with him about the idea of translating that work to be experienced by an Australian audience, to kind of take that work and transform it into something that had the essence essentially of what I experienced there, but to bring it within the walls of the former Old Castlemaine Jail, which had, in a way, it had the kind of the feeling that
Intramuros?
I had experienced it intramuros. Yes, that's right. And so we started to create this work together that will premiere, will be presented in March. Yes.
Is this the first time that he's going to perform Walk This Way outside of the Intramuros?
I think he may have adapted it in America, but I think this is the first more significant interpretation of that work here internationally, and certainly his first time in Australia.
So it certainly leaves a lot to the imagination and how he's going to transform the old jail, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, he's an incredible storyteller. I was so moved by this piece that in a way I could have been anywhere. I mean, yes, I was in Intramuros, and you know, it really helped very much with the story of the Philippines and its history. But I think people will be just so captivated by not only the story itself, but by Carlos and the way he's able to kind of draw you into his story.
And if I'm not mistaken, another artist, Leroy New, will be holding
yes.
Will be setting up his installations.
Well, he's actually going to be creating a work on the facade of the Castlemaine Art Museum. And so this is a particularly exciting work for us as well. This is one of the pieces that is really quite kind of adventurous for the town and for the festival, because the facade has not, and it's quite a sort of lovely 20s, 30s Art Deco building, and it's never really had an installation of this scale that is going to be kind of wrapped around the front of the building. And so Carlos is drawing on his own way of sort of bringing some. He's going to draw on materials that form part of domestic life from the Philippines, as well as working with materials that form part of this landscape, and combining them together to create this artwork on the front of the Castlemaine Museum.
So it's like reinterpreting life in an Australian setting.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And he's going to be spending some time here beforehand, and then he works with fashion as well as digital media. And so he's also going to be doing a work with primary school students, and they're going to be expanding on that work and creating something together through, you know, his ideas and inspiration. So it's going to be a lot of fun for them as well.
Exciting times for Castlemaine.
It sure is.
We'll see you in March 2017, 17th to the 26th.
That's right, 17th to the 26th of March. And all our details are on the website, castlemainefestival.com.au. And we're really looking forward to the Filipino community in Melbourne and Australia being able to experience this. We've got also a very large and dedicated film program that runs across the 10 days, which is purely films from the Philippines. We've selected all the films now. They're all award-winning films. We started with a huge list of over 100 or so. I mean,
wow.
Once we started to look at the history of Filipino filmmaking, it was really quite extraordinary. So we've distilled it down to a very difficult process, but distilled down to six films. Decada 70, which was sort of shot around, it was filmed in 2002, and it's really kind of focused on the period of sort of martial law during the 1970s.
Yes, a mother's story.
Yes, Himala, which was filmed in 1982. I think it's The Miracle that translates.
Yes.
Crying Ladies.
A relatively new film.
Yeah, that's 2003. I Do Be Do Be Do. So there's a fair bit of comedy that's in that program.
That's relatively new too.
Yeah, the woman in the septic tank from 2011 is quite new as well. Thy Womb is also a fairly recent one.
Looking forward to March. Thank you very much, Martin Penn from the Castlemaine State Festival.
Thanks, Meredith.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.